time for Living Thunder. Hey, hope everybody's having a great Christmas season out there today. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian artists singing Christmas songs. So, how about if we kick this morning off with one by The Almost? It's a song called The Little Drummer Boy. Kicking this morning off with one by The Almost. Little Drummer Boy, a song that reminds us to give our best to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's in every aspect of our life, to live that life so He receives all the glory by the way we live our life. Right now, I'm going to give you one by North Point Inside Out. It's a song called Glory Born.
Of a coming king, no ear had heard, no eye had seen. Through years and years of silent nights, the stars broke forth in brilliant light. Praises ring as angels sing. Everything had changed. A baby crying on my side, the hope of heaven now alive. Jesus is here, holy born in the dead of night, in a manger breathing life. Oh, so-
That was one by Danny Gokey, a song called Oh Come Let Us Adore Him. You know, to adore him is not only in the Christmas season, but it's all year long, because it's about having that relationship with the one true living God through Jesus Christ. What an awesome God that we have, who came in the flesh to save us so that we once again could have that walk with him. Right now we got one by for King and Country, a song called Baby Boy. to really celebrate the true meaning of Christmas. We see, it can't be celebrated without Jesus, God in flesh who came to save. The true celebration of Christmas is worshiping the one true Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, praising and honoring Him because of the love and forgiveness that came only through Him. In John 3:16 through 17, it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. Jesus came so that we could be saved." And in John 1:14, it says, "So the Word became human, God in flesh, and lived here on earth among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen His glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father." Jesus made that possible when He came in the flesh for us to experience that walk with the Father once again. John 1:17 says, "For the law was given through Moses. God's unfailing love and faithfulness came through Jesus Christ." My hope is that you're experiencing God's unfailing love through Christ Jesus, experiencing His faithfulness as you have a personal walk with Him. So what is Christmas? It is the greatest gift ever given to mankind, because God so loved the world, He came and paid the price with His body, pouring out His blood for the forgiveness of sin, and rising from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we could have new life in Him, so that we could have an eternal hope only found in the one true living God. So when somebody asks you what Christmas is, what's the greatest gift you could ever receive? Because Jesus came to save each and every one of us. And now today, all we have to do is believe and call upon the name of Jesus Christ and be saved, asking Him for the forgiveness of sin, your sin, so that you can be made new in Him. This is Christmas. Lead us into our next song. It is by Cutlass, and it's a song called "This Is Christmas."
Do you find it hard to sleep tonight, resting by the Christmas lights? Could there be something you forgot beyond the bows and mistletoe, the tree with presents wrapped below? There's more to this than you had ever thought. Have we lost the reason that we celebrate each year? Was wrapped in swaddling clothes beneath the star, one great and holy night. The shepherds heard the angels sing, the wise men brought an offering, peace on earth again in Bethlehem. Have we lost the reason that we're celebrating?
the night that God came in the flesh through his only son, Christ Jesus. You see, it was a holy night because that night he was born of flesh. God's holy splendor came to us so we could dwell in his holiness. Isaiah 11, 1 through 5 says this, out of the stump of David's family will grow a shoot, yes, a new branch bearing fruit from the old root. And the Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He will delight in obeying the Lord. He will never judge by appearance, false evidence, or hearsay. He will defend the poor and the exploited. He will rule against the wicked and destroy them with the breath of his mouth. He will be clothed with fairness and truth. God's holiness says that he is not only a loving God, but a just God. A God who loved us so much, he gave it all to save us. But you see, he also rules against the wicked and destroys them with the breath of his mouth, his word tells us. Those who do not call upon the name of Jesus Christ, living that life of obedience to him. Isaiah 11:10 says, in that day, the heirs of David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him, for the land where he lives will be a glorious place. Jesus is the banner of salvation to all the world. Simon Peter recognized this when he said it in John 6, 68 through 69. He says, Simon Peter replied, Lord, to whom would we go? You alone have the words that give eternal life. We believe them and we know you are the Holy One of God. My hope is that you have recognized that Jesus is the only way to come to the Father, the only way to have eternal life. By recognizing it, you believe that Jesus not only gave his life, but that he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of your sin. But then he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, and lives today. And because he lives, you can have that personal walk with Jesus today. It's when the holiness of God came to this earth so that we could experience a true walk with Jesus, so that we could experience that walk once again with the Father, so that we could experience his never-ending love and his just reign over all mankind. Leads us into our next song. It's a song by David Crowder. It's a song called O Holy Night.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long may the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. To love one another is
Hallelujah. The newborn has come.
little bit of Mercy Me there for you. A song called Newborn. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Living Thunder, and we are celebrating Christmas with you guys. I hope you're having a great day. Right now, we're going to give you one by Seventh Day Slumber. Do you hear what I hear?
King of all the
That was a song by All Sons and Daughters, a song called Come to Save Us, a song that truly speaks that there is only one who came to save. God in flesh through Jesus Christ came as a babe so that we could be saved. Leads us into our next song. It's by Family Force 5, a song called The Baby.
North Star hanging in the sky, shine down, shine down where it lies. Gonna meet a life changer sleeping in a manger tonight. Riding on down into Bethlehem City. Hey, baby girl, your baby's so pretty. Got you some frankincense, got you some myrrh. Got a dump truck full of presents. Should I drop them right? Presents.
Yeah.
was one by We Are Messengers, a song called From Heaven to Earth, Joy to the World. You know, it was that night that heaven came to earth because God came in the flesh. And because God came in the flesh, we can experience a true joy that this world can't steal away because it's a joy deep within our soul because we have that walk with Jesus. Right now we got one by Matt Mayer, song called Born on That Day.
Breaking the silence into the chaos you came. Born in our likeness, held in the hands that you made. For our deliverance, your promise was given a name. Emmanuel.
Out! Oh, holy night. All of the stars above my head shine brightly. It's Christmas time. Got all the people that I love here beside me. There's something different. The snow is glistening. Like the world prayed the same prayer and God was listening. Lift up your eyes to the sky and hear the angels singing. Good news from the mountains ringing. Good news like every Christmas was just came true. No matter who you are, it's for you. That kind of good news. From heaven, peace on the earth, giving way beyond our understanding. There's something happening you're not imagining. A little baby in a manger changes everything. Lift up your eyes to the sky and hear the angels singing. Good news from the mountains ringing. Good news like every Christmas was just true, no matter who you are, it's for you. Oh, good news, the kind that leaves you in a good mood, the reassurance that you can't lose, no matter who you are, it's for you. That kind of
one by Unspoken, a song called Good News. Isn't it awesome to know that Jesus, who came in the flesh, God in flesh, came to save us? The good news that God not only came in the flesh, but he gave his life on the cross, pouring out his blood for the forgiveness of sin and rising from the grave, conquering sin and death so that we can have new life in him. This is the hope of Christmas. Leads us into our next song. It's by Matthew West, a song called The Hope of Christmas.
Take me back to 8 years old, the little church on a dead end road, with a candle flicker in one hand and Dad's hand in the other. Take me back to silent night. My heart was full and the world was right. 'Cause right now the world looks nothing like those innocent Decembers. These days peace on earth is hard to find. And I need you to remind me one more time. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. And you're still the hope of my heart. Watch the snowflakes falling down like a blanket on this town. For a moment we can hardly see the pain this year has brought us. May the sick find healing's touch. May hatred's fight be won with love. And may every heart make room for you, the one who came to save us. 'Cause you're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. And you're still the hope of my heart. Bowed my head to pray tonight. Felt my little girl by my side. She slipped her tiny hand in mine. And we both talked to you. And it took me back to 8 years old. My daddy's hand and a story told. About heaven's love in the manger low. And a promise that's still true. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the hope of Christmas. And you're still the hope of my heart. You're still the hope of Christmas. You're still the light when the world looks dark. You're still the You're still the hope of my heart.
When we speak of the hope of Christmas, well, we speak of the light of the world. And when the light of the world, Jesus, was born, not even the Bethlehem dawn nor the Bethlehem star could compare to the light of God in flesh. John 1:3-5 says, God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. This light that brought light to everyone, well, it's a light that shines in the darkness, and it's a light that exposes man's sins. It's a light that lights a way for man to be cleansed of his sin. A light that gives an eternal hope. John 8:12 says, Jesus said to the people once more, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness because you will have the light that leads to life. Jesus is the only light that leads to life. And my hope is that you have found that life in Jesus Christ. That's the hope of Christmas. God in flesh came to mankind to save. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by Todd Agnew. And it's a song called Bethlehem Dawn.
Ooh. that everything was darker than the sky we had seen just a few hours ago. As the angels sang a song of joy, not even the Bethlehem dawn could compare to the light it revealed. Not even the Bethlehem star that unveiled the Son of God sleeping in a cattle stall. The Almighty God humbled to save us all. Not even a Bethlehem dawn. The cry of a baby shatters the silence. Can you believe that same voice makes my tears in his eyes and in his mother's and father's are tears for all mankind. Not even the Bethlehem dawn could compare to the light it revealed. Not even the Son of God sleeping in a cattle stall. The Almighty God humbled to save us all. Not even a Bethlehem dawn.
That light that came in the flesh was born so that we may have life. Isaiah 9, 2 through 7 says, "The people who walk in darkness will see a great light, a light that will shine on all who live in the land where death casts its shadow. Israel will once again be great, and its people will rejoice as people rejoice at harvest time. They will shout with joy like warriors dividing the plunder, for God will break the chains that bind his people and the whip that scourges them, just as he did when he destroyed the army of Midian and with Gideon's little band. In that day of peace, battle gear will no longer be issued. Never again will uniforms be bloodstained by war. All such equipment will be burned. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. These will be his royal titles: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His ever-expanding peaceful government will never end. He will rule forever with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David. The passionate commitments of the Lord Almighty will guarantee this. When Jesus is the center of our life, he is Mighty God. He is Everlasting Father. And when we have that walk with the Father, well, he becomes our Mighty Counselor, our Prince of Peace. In that passage of Scripture, it says, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But when we make it so it is God, Mighty God in the center, Everlasting Father in the center, when we make him the center of our life, he becomes that Wonderful Counselor. He becomes the Prince of Peace in our life, where we have a rest for our souls. Ephesians 3:19 says, May you experience the love of Christ. Though it is so great, you will never fully understand it. Then you will be filled with the fullness of life and power that comes from God. May you be experiencing Christ. That one act of righteousness, bringing a right relationship to us so that we could be with the Father, experiencing new life that's only found in him. May you this Christmas season be experiencing the greatest gift one could ever receive, the gift of salvation that only comes from God the Father through Jesus Christ. Because you see, he was born that we may have life. And when we live that life of obedience to him, it's there we receive that abundant life that's found in him. It leads us into our next song. It's by Chris Tomlin, a song called Born That We May Have Life.
Born. Christmas, for is the King rejoicing.
little bit of Hillsong there for you. A song called Born is the King. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we are celebrating Christmas. And it's great to be with you guys for another day. Right now, Matt Redman. Glory to God on the highest.
From highest height of heaven's throne and perfect light of majesty, this broken world became your home. Our broken lives you came to heal. Salvation in your name, and in your heart our freedom. How could we not adore? To us you have been born, to us you have been given. Glory to you in the highest, the hope of all the earth, the highest name of heaven. Thank you.
There for you. A song called O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. Right now, we got one by the Newsboys. A song called Winter Wonderland.
Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In a winter wonderland. Gone away
Zach Williams there for you, a song called Mary Did You Know. And right now, we got one by Casting Crowns. It's Finally Christmas.
Lights are twinkling down the block, far as the eye can see. And Daddy's on a mission, he's gotta find the perfect tree. The smell of cookies baking, that could only mean one thing. That it's finally Christmas, yeah. We dust off that old record, sing along with Nat King Cole. Grandpa falls asleep while Grandma tells of days of old. All the crazy families come to town and they're knocking at the door. 'Cause it's finally Christmas.
They are watching snowflakes fall. There ain't no snow in Georgia, but there's a nice ring by the mall. No matter where you come from, if you've got love, you've got it all. And it's finally Christmas. We've been waiting for it all year long. We feel it in the air and we hear it in the songs. Well, there is peace on earth and no place like home. It's what the world's been missing. It's finally Christmas, yeah. Daddy breaks out the Bible and brings it all back home. We gather to remember the greatest story ever told. How a father sent his only son to be our only hope. What the world's been missing is that Jesus is the reason that it's finally Christmas.
In Matthew 1:18-25, it says, "This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus." Emmanuel, the humbled king, God with us, came to save. Prophesied years before God was born in the flesh. In Isaiah 7:14 it says, "All right then, the Lord himself will choose the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, God with us." The Old Testament is the Holy Word prophesied about Jesus coming to save mankind years before he came. And about 2,000 years ago, God came so that we could have new life in him. And his promise still stands today. It's about asking Jesus to save you and make you whole. You see, God came in the flesh for a reason. It was the only way that the true sacrifice could be paid so that our sin could be washed away. The only way that sin and death could be conquered was by him rising from the grave then, so that we could have new life in him. But all this took place because Emmanuel, God with us, came to us so that we would be saved. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us into our next song. It's by Jeremy Camp. It's a song called God With Us.
Hallelujah, the King has come, beautiful Savior, God's own Son. Hallelujah, the Christ is here, so rejoice, for our salvation's near. Emmanuel, our humble King. We give you our hearts as an offering. You laid down your crown and became as dust. God with us. Hallelujah, the angels sing to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay. Hallelujah, the world will see the fullness of His majesty. Emmanuel, our humble King, we give you our hearts as an offering. You laid down your crown and became as dust. Emmanuel, God with us. Come all ye faithful, our God is here. Joyful, triumphant, salvation's near. Oh, come and behold our King. Come and behold Him. Emmanuel, our humble King. We give you our hearts as an offering. Laid down your crown and became as dust. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us.
About 2,000 years ago, the prophecy of God in flesh came to be, the gift of eternal life. In Psalms 36:7, it says, "How priceless is your unfailing love, O God! People take refuge in the shadow of your wings." And in Ephesians 2:4-5, it says, "But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved." And in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Those verses that I just read to you speaks of how priceless God's unfailing love is for us. You see, it was because of his great love for us. And he is so rich in mercy that he made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in our sin. God in flesh came through Jesus Christ so that we could have our sin forgiven, so that we could be made new in him. You see, God loved us so much that he gave his one and only Son for that one-time sacrifice so that we could once again have that walk with him. This Christmas and throughout the whole year, give the gift of love by sharing Jesus and his message with the world. Allow yourself to be the offering to take Jesus to the streets and share the greatest gift one could ever receive. Salvation that comes through Christ Jesus, who came for all mankind. That's how you give the gift of love. It's by sharing Jesus with the people that surround you, the real reason for Christmas. It leads us into our last song. It's by Ashes Remain. It's a song called Gift of Love.
and all about, when all we do is run around, living for ourselves, leaving mercy on the shelf, walking by a homeless man, who's holding out his empty hand. Doesn't anybody care? Does he even have a prayer? When will we realize and open our eyes? Salvation came to her. Let us celebrate the birth. Make ourselves the offering. Meet the broken in the streets. The gift that came alive to take the blame and die for a world that lives in fear. Let us give the gift of love this year. What's the season all about? With everybody running around, let's forget about ourselves and take mercy off the shelf.
Give the gift of Christmas this year by sharing Jesus and his hope with the world. This is Living Thunder, wishing everyone out there a Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.